Yeah, and you have always got the, like, 3 points of contact, you know, the recoil pad and the rifle's in your shoulder, and you got your right hand, if you're right-handed, around the, you know, for the trigger, to grab for the trigger, and the left hand's up on the stock, you know, further down the barrel kind of thing, where with the handgun, the tiniest little movement of your wrist, and it's all over the place. But, there's an awful lot of comparisons on YouTube there, you know, 9mm, 40, 45s, just anything and everything. 10mm, they got some 10mm. I was looking into the 10mm, and the guys were saying that everybody gets it because it's way more powerful round. It's the big brother of the 40 kind of thing. But apparently the OEMs, and the ammo manufacturer, moving it down because lawyers get involved in a lot of what goes on with ammo and stuff. And they've been loading it down, so it's just barely more powerful than the 40. So it's just kind of weird. There's a lot of weird stuff going on.
I think the same thing's kind of happening with 44 mags, too. They're loading them down. Like, if you're carrying a wheel gun for the bears, right? Like, I would want something that's niche. I wouldn't want Hornady factory ammo. I would want something like, I don't know, there's like, what is it, Bear Creek, who makes the 350 and 450 stuff, like it's all CNC monolithics. I would want something like that, to where it's like, this is a purpose-built round for why I'm carrying this pistol. And it's nothing different with the 10mm. 40 is just a cut-down 10mm, and if they're just downloading a 10mm, all you're doing is spending more for 40 and carrying a bigger, heavier gun.